Don't be like New Day and get fucked over again. Boy, was I wrong. This is Everything Geekdom. I'm your host, Tides of Hate, and I'm going to give you my reaction on Fastlane, the latest pay-per-view that happened yesterday. My reaction. Fastlane was great. I liked it. I loved every minute of it. Even the parts where they withdrew the kickoff match where it was Rey Mysterio versus Andrade, and then decided to make it a four-way match for the Universal or the United States title. That was good, and it was high-flying, and it was fun to watch. Just very entertaining. Of course, you got a chance to watch the Shield go up against the three Musketeers, the three dinguses of Raw, and that match was really awesome. They did a lot of out in the crowd battles, and then in the ring battles, and it was just fun to watch. Then they did a surprise triple threat match, which ended up turning into a handicap match with Kofi Kingston versus The Bar. Kofi got his ass whooped. And then later on, they hinted at a triple threat match for the WWE title. And that match was interesting because it was Mustafa Ali versus Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens. And that match first started off really lame, and then it started to pick up, and it was actually turned out to be pretty decent. The only thing that I guessed right, and even then I didn't technically guess this right or predict this right, was Ronda Rousey came out, but she came out in the middle of the fight because I guess Ronda Rousey thought that Becky Lynch could handle her own. Ronda Rousey did come out, interrupt it, and Becky Lynch won, and it is now a triple threat women's championship match for the SmackDown title, which is awesome. Or no, Raw title, not SmackDown. Which is awesome. So can't wait to see that. Things are looking up for the WrestleMania this year. I can't wait to see what's going on. And then there was a shocking turn kind of shocking, where Shane McMahon beat The Miz up and turned on him. And that was the end of that. So really good pay-per-view. It wasn't the standard wrestling thing. It was a very good, non-predictable pay-per-view, which is really good. And there was a lot of twists and turns and a lot of surprises and a lot of anger and emotional things going on in this pay-per-view. And that's why I think it's such a good pay-per-view. I think it was way better than Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble was shit. And this was a good way to make up for Royal Rumble. What else is there? One thing I did want to discuss about, and my good friend, if he is listening, mentioned this to me, and I was kind of on this discussion with my wife yesterday, is where's my Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar match? Where is it? That would be a fantastic match for the Universal title. I really think so. I really think that'd be a good battle between the both of them because A, both of them played football. B, they're both the same height and size, muscle-wise. And C, they both fought in MMA and then decided to come back to pro wrestling. So where is my match with that? I was told that I was going to get it, and I have not seen it yet. I demand that match. So, and back in the day, back in the Ruthless Aggression era, Bobby Lashley did end up fighting Brock Lesnar once, and I believe Bobby Lashley won, he faced David Otunga, not David Otunga. God, what the hell is his name? Big sumo guy. I can't remember. Not Rikishi. He passed away. Osaka? I don't know. Either way, that was a fun match because that's when it was a hair versus hair match and Donald Trump won and they shaved Vince McMahon bald. That was pretty interesting. Umaga, that's his name, Umaga. And Umaga was Vince's pick and Bobby Lashley was Donald Trump's, and Bobby Lashley was the hero of the group at that point. So very awesome. That was back when Donald Trump was actually pretty cool. What else is there? The Ricochet triple threat match for the Raw titles was really, really good. Very interesting. Very fun to watch. The Mandy Rose versus Asuka match was boring, kind of lame. And then, what else was there? There was one other match that was really, really good. I can't remember it. So my overall reaction, despite the fact that they kind of screwed over the fans, which is a typical wrestling fashion for the McMahons at this point, typical WWE, I should say. And that is that they screwed over the fans with Kofi Kingston. They kind of hinted that he was going to be in the running again for the title, but he wasn't, which means only one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that means you're right, he's going to be in WrestleMania. At least I think so. So that's going on about that. Dean Ambrose still hasn't decided whether or not he's going to leave. But I believe that was the last time we'll ever see S.H.I.E.L.D. Again. And they did a fantastic job being together and just ganging up on all those guys. It was really fun to watch. Really fun. Elias showed up 3 times and explained, or sang more than less, saying how bad Cleveland sucked, which was hysterical in a way because, you know, Elias is funny. Lacey Evans came out and did her little taunting walk like she usually does, blah, blah, blah. Kind of stupid. At this point, I'm ready to see her wrestle. And that's about it. Raw is tonight in Pittsburgh here, debating on whether or not to go. I probably should go, but I'm lazy and I really don't feel like it. So I will probably... We have some visitors coming over this weekend, so I'll probably have a special guest on the show this weekend, and we'll talk about our predictions on who's going to wrestle in WrestleMania, who may win in WrestleMania, and who will be left out. So thank you for listening, and remember, be excellent to each other.